Blog Talk Radio. because he needs, you shall leave. Let everything that has breath worship and praise him right now. Hallelujah. You are the Lord. Let your name.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this. Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, oh, oh.
When I remember.
Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks. We call your name, Lord. We call your name, Lord. 'Cause you are so big. Oh, big. Bigger than any challenge. Making a way out of no way. Making a way out of no way. From this deep line of truth. Oh, Lord, shower. My healer. My advocate. My advocate. In you I put my trust.
My Savior. Oh. You are great, yes, you are holy one. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. Upon the sea, raised the dead. Your reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Thank you.
We worship you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
I love you, thank you, Jesus. I love you, oh, I thank you, Jesus. That you are merciful, that you are giving me life, I love you, Lord. Thank you, the glory, thank you, and I love you. Your name, mercy is your
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we sing praises unto you, Lord. For you are the rock of our nation. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto you with songs. For you are a great God and a great King above all gods. In your hands are the deep places of the earth and the strength of the hills. The sea is yours. You made it. Your hands formed the dry land. We worship and bow down to you. We kneel before you, O Lord, our God, our Maker. Blessed be thy Lord, God of Israel, forever and ever. O Lord, our great and mighty. You are powerful and glorious, victorious and majestic. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. We exalt your kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thy reign is over all. In your hands is power to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, O Lord, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Father, we bless you this morning. We praise you, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We honor you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We reverence your name. You are greater than great. You are bigger than big. There's no one like you, Jesus. So, Father, this morning we come into your presence with thanksgiving. We lift up our hands in praises and honor and glory to your holy name. Father, we bless you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. If I had millions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. We appreciate you, Almighty God. We love you. We love you, Lord. And we bless your name. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. So, Father, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father God, your mercies are new every morning. Father, rain your mercy upon us this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day, O God, of thanksgiving. Every day, Lord, your mercies are new every morning. So we thank you for your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we turn around for things that are not pleasing to you. We want to do what is right in your sight. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us and guide us. We pray that when we come to junctions and different things in our lives, we can call upon the name of Jesus, that Lord, you will lead, you will guide us, O God. We pray for godly wisdom, O God. We pray for godly discernment, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will make a way where there seems to be no way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We bless you, O God. Father, we pray this morning, let the rivers of life, O God, flow in our hearts, flow in our minds, flow in our homes, O God, in the name of Jesus. Of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pour into us, O God, so that the rivers can pour out and touch lives in the name of Jesus. Purify these rivers, O God, of our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Take any contamination, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, whatever we release into the atmosphere, whatever we release to others, O God, let it come pure and holy, O God, in the name of Jesus, because of your purification, because of your blood, because of your sanctification, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you for divine purpose. Thank you for divine destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, that you give us the grace to finish our assignments, grace to do what you have called us to do, O God. We thank you for your grace. Your grace is sufficient. Oh, Father, we pray for greater grace to rest upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit and our souls and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Father, the blood of Jesus that gives us that strength from day to day. Release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blood. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our environment in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we put the blood. We pray for healing, O God. We pray for deliverance in the blood of Jesus. O Father God, we soak our siblings, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us, glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, anoint our hearts, O God. Let all that we do, let all that we say, bring glory and honor to your name, Jesus. So Holy Spirit, continuously move in our lives. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. in the name of Jesus. Lighten every dark area of our lives, oh, Father God, and let the light shine, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that you send your holy angels to assist us, being with us, guiding us, and protecting us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, make a way where there seems to be no way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps in the Lord. Father, order our steps in the Lord. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our environment. In the name of Jesus, Father, we drink from the fountain that flows, oh, God, from the river of life. We pray for your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Help us to walk by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father, this morning, I lift up Apostle Walker this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, as she goes through the loss of her son this week, bearing him this weekend, oh God. And Father, I pray that you will be with her. You will comfort her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the service. Take preeminence in her life. Glorify yourself, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. You say there will be mourning on Mount Zion, but Lord, I pray that you comfort her heart, comfort her husband's heart, comfort the family heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your grace rest upon them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you can heal that wounded heart. So, Father, we thank you for the life that our son lived, oh, God. We thank you because children are gifts, oh, God. So we thank you for the gift, not only his mother, but that you give to the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that even his siblings, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that he did release a deposit in their lives, oh, God, that your name, oh, God, will be glorified. We thank you, oh, God, and we bless you for this family. We thank you for Apostle Walker. We thank you for her husband. We thank you for her church family in the name of Jesus. And Father, not only her, but anyone under the sound of my voice that mourning a loss of a lost one, we pray for the Holy Spirit to comfort them in Jesus' name. Father, we also lift up Evangelist Custis Butler Holland, oh God, this morning. Father God, we lift up her husband, oh God. Father God, we ask you to intervene in her life, make the crooked places straight, make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, she has been a diligent writer of the I Am magazine, oh God. And so, Father God, I pray that you will give her the desires of her heart. I pray that you will heal her completely and totally in the name of Jesus. Bless the work of her hands. Bless her children, her grandchildren, and her husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We praise your name. We worship you. Lord, we need you every second, every minute, and every hour. We need you, Jesus. And we thank you for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, you have called us out of darkness, marvelous light. Let keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. So thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plans against our lives and destiny. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Regardless of whatever you're going through, remember God's love for you is unconditional. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the Bibles to Psalm 91. 91 in the name of Jesus. I want us to be a little bit interactive this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy thrust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Thy habitation, verse 9. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou tremble on the feet, because you have set your love upon the Lord. Therefore he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you have known his name. You shall call upon him, and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you. With long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. I made it personal at the end. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, let your word come forth in the power and in your anointing, Holy Spirit. I pray that you would touch each and every heart this morning. I pray that you would give us a listener, or that their hearts will be open to receive what you're speaking to us, and that we will listen and walk by what you're saying. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As I was meditating this morning in my prayer time before I came, and the Lord kept saying to me, which is something everybody say, I say it myself, happy place. And everyone loves to be in that happy place where they can, you know, in that happy place where there's peace, there's joy, there's love, there's laughter. Hallelujah. So the Lord and said, where is our happy place? Where is your happy place? Hallelujah. Because that place is that where you have that peace that surpasses all understanding. It's not a physical place per se, because even if you go into a physical place and you're not spiritually connected, it's hard. It's just a temporary place, and you go to the physical, and spiritually, you still messed up. So we're going to look at when you dwell in that place, that secret place, the secret place of the Most High God should be your happy place. Hallelujah. When you abide in his presence, live in his presence, hallelujah, should be a happy place. Hallelujah. Yeah, because that's when you will find that peace that's the best of all understanding. Think about Moses, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord went with him. So that's why he was always in that happy place as a spiritual place, where you have that constant communion with the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we sometimes we run from here and there and looking, but we need that inner peace. So this morning, let's think about the happy place. If you look at the word H to you, we're just going to do the word H before we go to the next letters. And we don't have time this morning, but we'll try with the letter H this morning. What comes to your mind when you think about the letter H? Because H is the beginning of the word happy. What word, look at H, and what do you think about the letter H? Anybody can say something, press 1. And make sure as you press 1, if you don't find the scripture now, you can find it later. So, H, I told you that happy place should be in the Lord. But we're going to start with H. Anyone can just press 1. What comes to your mind when you hear the letter H? You can help any one of us this morning. Because some of the characteristics of being in that, what is there? What is in that place? What are the characteristics? Hallelujah. Anyone, press 1. Amen.
Amen. happy place. When I think of a happy place, in a happy place, there is a happy joy.
Okay. I'm speaking, happy joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So that there's a joy, and you with everything around you, that you have that happiness, that joy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Young. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone? Even though the storms of life raging, but what's in that happy place that you can receive, as the young said, happy joy? Anyone else in that happy place? Because remember, the Lord is right there in that happy place with you. He's right there. In that happy place, one of the characteristics is holy. It's holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Then Hebrews 12:14 says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Then he says, seek peace with all men. Without holiness, no man shall see God. God is holy and righteous. And when you're in that happy place, there it should be a place that there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You in a happy place with your friends, your relatives, whatever, or the Christians in the fellowship, in the church, because the presence of the Lord is in that church. So when you in that church, there's a presence. The Lord is with each and every one of us, even as individuals right now. He's here. He's omnipresent. But there's not foolishness going on around, arguments. God wants us to have that inner peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. And he says, seek peace. So we got to see. He then he said, with some men. He said, with all men. But you know what you need? What we look at it, sometimes we have to seek peace for ourselves before we even go to anyone else, because we do not have that peace for ourselves. Others forgive us, but we don't forgive ourselves. That's too hard on ourselves. God has opened the door. God has released you from that darkness into this marvelous light. But because there's some inner workings going on in you that you do not have that you're not satisfied with you, so you hard on you. You judge yourself more than God can judge you. You judge yourself so harshly. And when the devil plays with you when you judge yourself harshly, because you always bring remembrance to you. You remember you did this, you did that, and he always brings things to get on your nerve, and you start thinking low of yourself, and you feel that God will not love you the way you are. He will not accept you. The devil remind you. Then you start going withdrawing yourself. You're hard on yourself. This morning, before we even go further, that you got to forgive yourself. You have prayed for forgiveness. You have asked the Lord, Lord, forgive me. I repent of all that I've done. You have repented to the Lord, but yet you have not forgiven yourself. You upset with yourself for making some wrong decisions. And you can't let it go. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. I was stupid when I did this. No, that's how we learn. That's how you grow. Hallelujah. So stop being hard on yourself. This is the word for this morning. As God to the happy place, he said, tell them to be hard. I've forgiven them. Whatever we have done is in a sea of forgetfulness. Do let anyone remind you about past things in your life that you have let go of. Do let anyone remind you. People will say, people say that have said that to me too. You're a pastor and, or a pastor, a minister, or in the body of Christ, and look at God will rescue those children. We have to leave them, let go, give them to Jesus. Those children have their own minds. From the day they were in your stomach, you could have taken them to church. From the day they were conceived, you could have given them, taken them to the first service or anything. The children in the have their own minds. Once you have done what is right, and even if you have, if you made some mistakes, the Lord has forgiven you. Don't let no one bring those things back to you. When even if you are in a bad marriage, made mistakes, and this and that, it's over. God has forgiven you. You got to forgive yourself. Hallelujah. Forgive yourself when you pray. Ask God for forgiveness. But you need to forgive yourself and stop being too hard. Who put that high standard on you? You put it on yourself. You put it on yourself, and you put it on yourself because you want the world to like you. You want the world to accept you. So you put that high standard on yourself, and you want to impress others and these people that we want to impress. They're not even in at your standard. They have no right to judge you. Your judge is Almighty God. Don't let people remind you of things in your past and try to make you feel bad, mess with your self-esteem. When they do all of that, they pick you out of that happy place. Your mind is not at peace. And then you get sore, you upset, and you anger your children, and you upset, your relationships sometimes with your spouse or your children, with your siblings, whoever, your friends, start going sour because you upset about something in the past that God has forgiven you of. Don't let that take place. Presence of the Lord. As the young said, happy joy, there is fullness of joy. So what? So people love to remind people of their past, that they will not make it. They will not do this. They will not do that. And so Satan have a way of doing that. Their children come out of prison, they cannot find a job, even though they have paid their price to society. But everywhere they go, they got to put selling society. But God, who is the creator, he forgives and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to, but please stop being hard on yourself. You have surrendered to the Lord. He has forgiven you of your sins. No, use those opportunities to grow in the Lord. Use those stumbling blocks as stepping stones. Hallelujah. Use it. Turn it around. Some people say, take the lemons and what? Make lemonade with those lemons of our lives. What lessons the Lord wants you to learn? Hallelujah. Because sometimes if God does not allow us to go through some of these things, we will be so arrogant and prideful. If your son is my son, he wasn't incarcerated, and he and one of our sons, and maybe he's a lawyer, and he this and that, and maybe my daughter didn't have kids on a wedlock, and she did it, what society has said. I'm just giving you an example, and I'm always use myself as an example. But what will I be? Then I will not have that compassion when I see an unwed mother. So God allows those things to happen so that we can be more loving and be more compassionate when we see others going through things, that we can be able to minister, so I can minister to young mothers, single mothers, because I was single too. I can minister to single mothers because my daughter had kids unwed, so I can be able to minister because of the experiences. It makes you a better person. It helps you grow. It gives you a different perspective on life. You are not just mental. You become more compassionate because it's hit home. So if somebody come and say their son did this and did that, and I don't condemn that person because of what my child went through. So you become more loving, more compassionate. You're not arrogant and you're not prideful. Hallelujah. And so God allows those things to happen to us. T.D. Jakes' daughter had a baby at 13 years old. One of the greatest preachers in the United States. Jack Matt preachers all over the world. And you will see things that the children went through. It keeps you humble. It doesn't mean that the child will stay in that place. No, because I know the children will rise up and they will be all that God calls them to be. My daughter is a fervent tither. She tithes to this ministry like outdoors. She does not miss a tithing. That's the other day she got a great raise. They added $5 an hour on her salary. She makes good, extra good money because of her faithfulness in tithing. Yeah. The children will get there. They will get there. God will never let your children stay in that place. You got to trust him. They got to go through their experiences so that they can be a blessing. They go through the process. God do not like pride. And with everything going on in our life, we got all the money, we got the big house, the big car, the children doing well, grandchildren doing well. We think we're living a perfect life, A, B, C, D, D. Sometimes that pride seeps into your spirit and you're acting arrogant and you cannot be in a happy place when you're full of pride and arrogance. Remember, God kicks Satan out of heaven. That happy place is a heavenly place. That happy place is a place of honor. That happy place is a holy place. Hallelujah. Where the presence of the Lord is there. That happy place, that means that the storms of life are raging, but you have that inner peace, that joy. Your children giving you a hard time, but you still got that joy. Hallelujah. This joy of mine, the world did not give it to me, and the world cannot take it away from me. Hallelujah. Amen. So regardless, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. God has forgiven you, and you move on and seek the Lord and seek his face. Father, this morning, I did not even know where you were taking us. But I thank you for this word because it ministered to me. Thank you, Lord. That's why you said in everything give thanks. For it is the will of God concerning us, concerning our lives. So, Father, everyone here that's going through some little bit of changes and they're hard on themselves, Spirit, Holy Spirit, touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Let them know that the Lord is with them, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we thank you. As we honor you, you said you will honor us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Thank you for giving us the revelation. And I pray your peace upon each and every one of us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom. Thy power and thy glory forever and ever. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we close, I want you to remember that the hand of Almighty God is upon your life. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. When God is for you, who can be against you? Do not be against yourself. No, God loves you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.